Good morning to everybody. Hope everything is fine today. I woke up with a chilly morning. It was below, I think it was 26 Fahrenheit, which is below zero by a few points. Anyway, it's unusual for our part of the country, San Antonio, to be this chilly this early in the year. However, it's a welcome, because it is a change of pace. We always get heat, so a little bit chill here and there is perfect. I'd like to talk to you today about a topic that's very dear to my heart, which is the core of what I do as a life, business, and executive coach. As some people out there know, I use the Tony Robbins approach. I was trained by him. I did a six certification process, which awarded me the mastery in strategic intervention coaching, which enables us to just about take any area of your life, whether it's personal, relationships, business, work, career, and strategically intervene to get you to have those breakthroughs that you need in your life. If you want something changed, if you want something that you're not happy with or not comfortable, and you've just basically said, hey, I need a change. This has to stop. I can't take it no more. You know, many times we're in pain, we're in a state of desperation, and we don't know what to do or who to turn to. And that's basically where I come in. I basically take you and guide you through different strategies and processes to help you get the best from within yourself and solve those problems in life that you have. Life is complex. Life is full of many different things that happen, various aspects, vicissitudes that occur, and we sometimes don't know how to resolve favorably what gets thrown at us by life. And that's where a life coach comes in, a strategic intervention coach. Today, I'd like to talk about the basic model of this whole thing, which is called the psychology of the six human needs. Everybody decides, everybody acts and does what they do based on these six human needs. They're inherent to everything that we choose to do. And if you want to figure out why you do what you do, or why other people do what they do, it would be, you know, a good thing for you to pay attention to this, because this framework will take you very far just by understanding these six human needs and how they operate within you. The first human need is the need for certainty. Human beings need to be certain about what's going on in their life. They need to know that you basically will have food to eat, shelter to be in, a roof over your head, education for your kids, clothing, a car to drive you to your work and back home. I mean, there's certain basic needs that people have in order to feel certain. Without certainty, people will get nervous, anxious, stressed. This is demanded. More so in certain types of people than others, but we all need a certain level of certainty to make sure that we're living a healthy life. It's our primary needs. The second need is what is called, together with the first need, certainty, the human paradox. Because when you start getting too much certainty out of things in life, you start developing boredom. And all of a sudden, you want to have variety or uncertainty. You start looking for different things in life. You start looking for things that will be novel, new. Expectation will bring expectations of the unknown. And this is very important too, because we do need a certain level of variety or uncertainty in our life to make sure that, you know, this will bring us to events that will complete the certainty in our life. Now, some people can handle a lot of uncertainty in their life, others cannot. The third need is the need for significance. Everybody needs to know that we are noted, that we are acknowledged, that people know we exist. So we engage in a wide variety of conducts to gain significance. And that's why you see people dressing up, sometimes real weird, in another person's eye, or doing outrageous things, because that will gain them significance. Being a bully sometimes is triggered by the need for significance, or any other conduct in a human being. Significance is very important. Like I said, we need to be noticed. We want to be noticed by other people. Acknowledge that we are here. The third need is the need for love and connection. People cannot live isolated. We need to connect to other human beings. It's the basic fabric of the human being to connect to other individuals that are out there. And the need for love is also indispensable. We need to give love. We need to receive love. There's a syndrome that's been discovered, I believe, in Harvard. It's called the abandoned child syndrome, where the child that is not hugged immediately upon birth will wither away and die within a period of 48 to 72 hours, something like that. We need to be touched. We need to feel the warmth of other human beings. That's very important. People will do just about the impossible for the search of love. And the same way, mothers, for example, giving their love to their children is just about important as anything in life, as anything that they would do. The fifth need is the need for growth. People need to expand. People need to learn new things, engage in new activities, get the sensation that they're growing as persons. What doesn't grow dies. It's very simple. Now, the final need is the need for contribution. At the end of the day, we all need to feel like our life made a difference in somebody else's life, or that being here in the world made a difference for other people, that we touched the life of other people in a way by contributing something from what we have. That's why we have people that put their names to school halls or universities, museums. They want to be immortalized by having their names in different things which they put a lot of money to contribute. That's why we have foundations, that we have charities. That's why we do community work, because we want to feel that we are giving back something of what life has given us. So these are basically the six human needs. Now, we have two prevalent needs, which are the ones that we tend to be or need to satisfy most than the other six, the other four, remaining four. And depending on those two prevalent needs is basically the behavior we're going to have. And that's something we'll explore in later episodes. But for now, suffice it to say that I would like you to identify which of these needs you make most connection to. And you probably have those two needs, and which will be the ones that direct your life. Now, a caveat here. When a behavior that we engage in fulfills three of these six needs, that behavior will become addictive. That's the danger in this. For example, a thief. A thief will fulfill three of these needs. If he goes into a store and holds up the store with a gun and puts the gun in the face of the cashier, well, that thief is, that burglar is basically getting three needs fulfilled. The need for significance, because at that moment in time, he is the most significant individual in the cashier's life, because the cashier's life depends on the criminal. He also has the need for variety and certainty met because he doesn't know if he's coming back. He doesn't know whether at the end of the day he will be alive to go back home. And that fulfills that need, the need for uncertainty or variety. Every job, every stick-up job is different. And finally, in a weird, bizarre way, he meets the need for connection because he is connecting to other people by his activity of burglarizing stores or convenience stores. So you see how if a behavior or conduct meets three of the human needs, it will become addictive. That's why it's very difficult for these people to break out of these activities that they engage in, because it's addictive, because three of the six needs are being met through the conduct. So basically, you know, that's all I have to say for today, and I hope this will be helpful. I will be expounding more on this theme in the next few episodes. Give me about a week or so, but in the meantime, I will be continuing to do the regular podcast on themes based on words of convenient attitudes we must have for our successful life. So, my friends, have a wonderful rest of your day, and hopefully, we'll see you soon. We'll tune in soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.